Good evening, YouTube. Welcome to this episode of FPL Family. And thank you very much for joining us, particularly Sam, as there is a game right on now as we speak. Manchester United versus Brentford is on. It's 1-0 to Manchester United. Bruno Fernandes with the goal. Lovely assist from Alanga, by the way. Mm. What an assist from Alanga. Bruno then promptly picks up the yellow card. So it's a classic Bruno game so far. Bruno owners, tell us how you feel about that down in the comments. But he's back in the goal trail, so maybe that's a little monkey off his back. Maybe there's a bit of form here for Bruno coming to the end of the season, or nah.
I mean, you're not going there anyway, are you? Because they're blanking 37.
Yeah, quite right.
So
yes, quite right. And actually, more on that as we get through the live stream. Not just a blank coming up for Manchester United in game week 37, of course, but the big double game week is here, as it says in the... What was that? Was that a little...
I was just about to go into the final
Was that a little
countdown.
Bit of final countdown by Europa? Yeah. Nice, okay.
Yeah, but then I sort of had second thoughts about it because YouTube don't like it when I sing songs,
yeah.
do they?
No copyright infringements, please.
I mean, not that you would have known that it was... Oh, although you did know what I was about
I did,
to have.
Even from a couple of bars there. I was like straight in. You. That was a bit of final countdown. Yeah. I liked it. So we are absolutely in the final throes of this season, guys. Three game weeks to go. And the next game week is potentially the most exciting. Certainly the biggest double game week we've had this season, in a season of ups and downs and doubles and blanks and everything, right? A season which, frankly, has kept us on our toes as FPL managers, no doubt about it.
That should have been.
What's that? Juan Mata?
Could have been.
Oh, we got United on in the background. First thing to say. So if we get interrupted by United or Brentford scoring, and by the way, I've not got anybody in this game, so this is a bit damage limitation for me. But you've got Christian Eriksen, haven't you?
The maestro. I've got the maestro.
He's playing very well actually so far. Playing very well without actually Brentford really testing David De Gea, certainly in the last sort of 10 or 15 minutes.
Season.
But playing very well so far, Eriksen. But Juan Mata, who got the nod today, can't deserve. There's a few Man United fans surprised that Juan Mata gets the nod in a central position, by the way, which he's been, you know, let's face it, I think Neville said early on in the commentary, he's been waiting 10 years to play this position, Mata, and he's finally got the start. and United looking a little bit better, shock horror, with you know, something like Mata in there playing a bit of football. So we have got the game on in the background. If we get interrupted, it's because we're going to react live to what's going on, particularly if Mr. Eriksen scores. You are going to be very happy about
that. Mr. Eriksen scores, I'll be going mental.
Yeah, you'll be very happy about that. So guys, we are on the cusp of game week 36. Big double game week coming up. Lots of chips still to be played, not least here in the FPL family, and we are a little bit undecided, or certainly I'm a little bit undecided, as to whether I'm going to play my free hit chip. I've got one remaining free hit chip, and up until probably a couple of days ago, I was pretty sure I was going to attack game week 36 and have, you know, the best 11 that I could have for game week 36 and the double. But I might be softening on that a little bit, and it's mainly because as soon as game week 36 became live on the app and I looked at my team, I was like, oh, that looks all right. I've got quite a lot of doublers already, and I do worry.
What you're saying is that my planning and all the stuff that I've done has been basically wiped out by you just looking at your team
just
and going,
at
oh,
my
actually,
team.
My
yeah.
team looks okay. Maybe I don't need it.
That's just how I roll this season. But I did open up the app. I looked at my team and I thought, genuinely, if I free hit some of those players out, they're going to bite me, right? And there are some question marks I still have, and I am still considering the free hit in 36, and I also look at 37, and I'm getting ahead of myself here already, guys. We need to say hello and get into our teams and how we got on this week, first and foremost. But I've got a potential list. I've got some lists of questions. I've got a slide a bit later. A slide. It's not a presentation at work, is it? I've got a screen later on for the YouTube.
Can you tell that Lee's still a little bit hungover?
I am. We should get that out there early, shouldn't we? The reason we're on a Monday night, guys, and thank you for joining us here on a Monday night, and we weren't on last night. Was it your brother's wedding last night? Whoa, I was fragile this morning. And I've got the water, I've got the tea, I've got everything going on. I'm hydrating
enough,
as best I can.
I feel totally fine.
You feel okay because you drove us home last night, didn't have a drop to drink, of course, and I used that as a bit of a free pass, so I have
when
to
I
say...
When I came to tell him the children were really tired and we had to go home, the look of disappointment in your face.
Yeah, totally.
It was a look of like, oh,
that's what? That's a good time. Great wedding, though, wasn't it?
We have to go home, and then you suddenly went... Oh, yeah, we have kids.
Yeah.
Oh, and our daughter's pretty much fallen asleep.
And I just had two Jager bombs, so they were kicking in, and I was ready to get my groove on, and
instead you decided to play music really loudly in the car all the way home and keep the kids up.
Instead, we got in the car and just smashed out some Imagine Dragons, which was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, for some reason, our kids love the Imagine Dragons.
Oh, so good at it.
Don't
so
know where
good.
This has come from, but they do.
I do love a bit of Believer and a bit of Thunder. So good.
We were at my brother's wedding, which was wonderful.
That. Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant night. And yeah, had we been live streaming this morning, you'd have me in far more fragile estate, and I might end up slurring a few of my words as we go through into the hour here. on FPR Family. But yes, lots of question marks was my point, actually. Lots of question marks about my free hit in 38, which... free hit in 36. There you go. There's the first one. Free hit in 36, which I have been, you know, I wouldn't say it was nailed on, but I've been really, really considering for the last couple of weeks. And now I'm a bit...
You can't.
Well, 37...
You're not even in the country. How are you going to free hit when you're out the country?
Well, 37 looks pretty... I don't know. We'll talk about it as we go along, but it feels a little bit uninspiring as a double game week. I mean,
well,
unless
you've said
you
said it now,
to,
that's going to be the one.
Unless you pile into Everton and Aston Villa, and I don't feel like I really want to pile into those guys, then here I am maybe playing it in 38 in the same game week that you're... You still planning 38? You've been thinking 38, haven't you?
Yeah, I think so.
You're still going there?
I mean, I'm undecided really between 37 and 38, but I would say I'm 70% going in 38, and it's just...
I can see that now, yeah.
I mean, it's like...
Last couple of weeks, I've been like, what's she doing, 38? But I can suddenly see it.
I don't... 36, like you said already, you know, of course there are teams there that I don't have investment in yet. But there are also teams that I would quite like to have investment with beyond a free hit in 36.
Yes.
So, you know, free hitting in Manchester City players, well, yeah, fine. But then in 37, I'm going to look at my team and go, I still don't have any Man City. So,
yeah,
you know, maybe I want to bring them in for the next couple of weeks. And then, you know, there are players in there that I also think it could be a disaster to lose on a free hit.
Mm.
So I've never been that keen on the 36 free hit. The 37 one...
Is it burning a bit of a hole in our pockets, this free hit, Chip? Is it because... Well, we say this about wildcards a lot, right? And you wildcard a load of good players out. That's my fear with the free hit.
Maybe.
And a few have been stung in recent weeks, right?
Well, it's easy to do, isn't it? And then, you know, 37 I look at and there are players that I would like, but then, you know, I also think there's a lot of decent single games in there.
Yeah.
But 38 for me is a really interesting time to free hit. It's the best time I've ever free hit in. My best ever free hit was in the last game week of the season.
Yes.
Because everything happens at the same time. You get all the press conference news at the same time. You also kind of get a feel for who's done. What's finished.
And by the way, there are some proper on-the-beach teams at the minute. Yeah.
You know, you get a feel for these teams, it's completely over. They're relegated, I'm not interested. They're the champions, I'm therefore, you know, do they need to win? Do they need to go all out? We get a feel for the teams that are really going to have something to fight for. And they're the ones that you want to invest in. Plus, you don't mind, like, free hitting out Trent to bring in Robbo instead at that point, because
possibly
it's the last game week of the season, and you know, so there's all of those different things to consider and to contend with. But I do really like the idea of the free hit in 38.
Yeah, but as FPL Harry tips is in the live chat saying, you know, cannot wait to get on the free hit and treble on Everton and Villa and Palace. I mean, what is this season become when we're at that kind of point? And the guy in the graphic right now, Mr. Ollie Watkins, is getting a lot of airtime in the FPL community. Took his goal very well at the weekend, but could have had more. Could have had more. Again, a little bit wasteful, Ollie Watkins in front of goal. But I did notice, actually, when... and I had a bit of a question mark over whether he and Danny Ings could play together. But I noticed when Ings came on over the weekend, he and Coutinho and Watkins had this kind of nice triumvirate understanding that seemed to work quite well. And Villa really sort of put their foot on the gas, and I appreciate it was Norwich, etc., all those caveats, but it did look good when they had the two up front. I wonder whether Stevie Gerrard is going to go into the remainder of this season, these games they've got left, Aston Villa, and go, look, we want to finish strong. Maybe he goes with Ings and Watkins up top, and he goes back to that kind of experiment that kind of worked for him when he first came in, and then it kind of didn't, and he changed it up. I wonder whether he's going to go back to that again. I don't know.
I mean, I look at, you know, players like, and teams like Watkins and Villa, and they've got not a lot left to fight for this season. Apart from that, this will be Gerrard's first... I mean, I know we've had a January transfer window, but this will be the first proper transfer summer that he's had to get his team sorted ahead of his first full season in charge at the club. Now, those are the sort of players that might just find some form because they need to prove their worth in the new setup that you would expect Gerrard to create in the closed season at Villa. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I think there's some value in there.
There's definitely a few teams on the beach, but I'm not sure it's a Villa yet. Not quite. Oh, here we go. Brentford on the attack.
No,
it comes to nothing. You're desperate for Eriksen to get something, aren't you?
Desperate.
I'd love him to get something here as well. They're giving him a proper
game.
To be fair,
I think the guys would enjoy seeing my reaction to a Christian Eriksen. Mike would be everywhere. Camera will fall over.
Yeah, the technical setup here at FPL Family would go absolutely haywire. Let's get into the chat and say hello to a few people. So we've already mentioned FPL Harry is here. How are we doing, mate? Simon Cowell's Trousers is here, Cy Badette is here, and a member of the FPL Family YouTube channel. So how are we doing, Cy? Nice to see you. Gavin Doyle is here, Daniel Banks is here, John Tyner, FPL Joel. He says, I could free hit in 38, but only if the title is settled by 37, which kind of goes in line with what you were saying. Are you going to contribute to this chat,
well,
or are
no,
you just
was,
watching the football?
I'm listening to what you're saying, but I was watching Ericsson there because it was the maestro and he was in a nice position and then it just...
Ericsson with a...
Yeah, but then
this is a
replay,
this is a replay, right?
Look, and it just, okay, it comes to nothing. And then it was at that point that it comes to nothing that you came to me and I was like,
yeah,
well, I feel a bit...
Lots of excitement and in a good position and then just blazes it over the bar and it's kind of disappointing, which kind of sums up your season at the moment, dear. It's not going that well at the moment, is it?
You want a punch?
That's for? One thing I haven't mentioned, actually. I haven't mentioned that, but there's quite a gap now between you and I. It's only 3 weeks to
how
turn this
that?
Around. I'm just saying, I've got to... There is about 50 points between us. There's only 3 weeks to go. Even I can't mess this up, surely.
Oh, you can.
Surely even I can't mess this
up.
Oh,
believe me.
That trophy that's been sitting on my mantelpiece, the wooden spoon trophy, I can see it from where I'm sitting.
No,
I can
that's
see
yours
it.
Permanently for life because you've
Why
won
is it.
Because you've won
it's
it.
Not.
Yeah, it's like if you win a hat-trick, you keep the ball. You have won that three times. That's yours. You got.
I think I've won it more than three
if
times.
If you've won
I?
It four, if I win it this year, we have to get a new trophy. That's how.
Is
it
that
works.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay. Well, listen. It's in the battle of Lee versus Sam, which frankly is the only thing I've got left to battle for this season. it's. I would say it's going down to the wire, but it's. I've got quite a commanding lead. I mean, it's
commanding.
Kind of,
I'm
just saying, Sam, just saying. Get in the chat. Let us know whether you're hashtag Team Sam or hashtag Team Lee. It's hotting up here in the FPL Family household.
It's not really though, is it? Because I don't. No. I'm not really interested where you are.
Well, Benny Blanco is in the chat saying you're going to Spurs it, Lee. Well,
yes, probably.
There's still time
absolutely.
For me to be Spursy. There's absolutely time, and it has happened before, Benny. There's no doubt about it. Matthew Price is in. He's saying the quadruple's coming home. You'll never walk alone. Don't like this Q word, you know. I don't like it. I don't like it. Can we please, Matthew, can we please stay away from the Q word? I don't see where City drop
four,
points. I don't see it.
If you could win all four, but you lose to me in FPL, would you consider that a successful season?
What?
From where you are now.
If Liverpool won the quadruple.
But you lose everything you've gained in terms of points and I beat you in FPL.
Of course! What sort of question is that?
No.
And Liverpool win the quadruple.
Well,
and I just do what I've done in the last 4 years and cock up FPL. Yeah, of course
you,
I would do that.
What if you only got...
It looks like Ronaldo has scored.
We missed it.
We've missed it because I was talking about cocking up FPL. It looks like 2-0 to Manchester United about 2 minutes before half time.
The maestro doesn't look happy there, does he, Ericsson?
Ericsson, he's not happy. Because to be fair, they've played their part
in
this
game,
Brentford.
Do you know what he wants? He wants to come home.
Well, there is a case for that. Let's have a look at this goal. Ronaldo was definitely the one celebrating. He was running over to Juan Mata. So is he? He's in his own half, actually, there, Juan Mata. So he can't be offside. Good pace, Juan Mata. Look at that.
But
and
is Ronaldo...
No, that's fine because there's no player in between. I think that's fine. That's a nice goal. In actual fact, David Raya should absolutely save that, in my opinion. But it looks as if it's going to be a Mata assist and a Ronaldo goal. So if you've got Cristiano Ronaldo, who's bagging him in for fun at the minute, isn't he? A
well,
lot of us kind of not considering him.
Apart from when people have actually picked him
yeah.
in FPL. Same as Bruno Fernandes, actually.
Yeah, true, isn't it? They are checking for...
I think
for
he's
a,
offside.
Oh, I tell you what, on first glance, that looked
look,
fine
I
now.
I don't know. I doubted it on first look. It looks tight, but...
Oh, I tell you what, that is going to be
he's
close.
Off. He's off.
It looked very onside to me, but the
no,
VAR looks like it's going to be offside.
He's offside.
Look at this.
It looked offside to me.
I'll tell you what, I thought he was nailed onside there. I even did the shoe and everything. Is he going to have a look? No, he's not. He's offside, guys. No goal. No goal. Unlucky. I don't know what the reverse of shoe is, but I take that away. It's still 1-0 to Manchester
it's
United.
It's like US.
And it was close, wasn't it? It was close. I've seen closer on the offside, but he certainly just timed his run. He's not happy with that. Look at him.
Well,
look at him. Toys out of pram
properly then, Ronaldo.
He's slapping the knees, everything. I'll see Ron. He's shaking his head.
Got time
not
your
happy,
run
is
then.
He? Not happy. Not happy. Really not happy with that. Still thinks he's in for a shout with a golden boot. So there we go. 1-0 to Manchester United.
No, that's Sonny's.
Well, listen. We do need to talk about Heung-Min Son, and we need to talk about the form that the Spurs man is in right now. I saw a tweet, actually, just before we were coming on. I've got to find it, actually, because I've got to see whether this is absolutely correct. And you can tell me whether this is right or wrong, I would have thought. But this was the tweet, and I retweeted it. It says, little known fact, take out penalties And Son is the Premier League top scorer since summer 2020. Two seasons, 35 goals.
I think that
goals.
Is right, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that is incredible, isn't it? I mean, that goes to show you the amount of penalties that Salah and Kane and getting everything else. Son not take, doesn't regularly take penalties, if ever, I don't
never,
think, for Spurs.
Never, really, no.
And there we are, top Premier League goal scorer. In fact, let's get into some of these games, Sam, and talk about game week 35. But in doing so, have a look ahead to game week 36, because we've got to start thinking about who we're going to pick for game week 36. Free hit or not, quite frankly, free hit or not. And actually, one thing I will do, let's do this, and we've done this a few times now here on FPL Families. We'll look at the fixtures first, so that we can get some context while we're looking back at 35. And what I want to do is just bring up these fixtures, courtesy of the Fantasy Football Scouts.
How little there's left now?
Well, this
oh, it's half-time, by the way.
This is it. Half-time in the Manchester United game. Only three games to go left, three game weeks to go, I should say, left in this FPL season, this maddest of FPL seasons. And here we are, on the cusp of game week 36, lots of doubles to play out here. And in particular, who looks like... So if you were to just pick out, let's say, three or four teams that you target for game week 36, Man City for sure, right?
Oh, yeah,
for sure. Home to Newcastle, away at an on-the-beach Wolves team, a team fighting for the title, got to win the games. Listen, if you're not going with at least two City players, and I would suggest three is probably optimum. And
yeah,
we'll talk about who in a minute and why that's difficult and everything else, right? But City, absolutely a team you've got to look at. I think I'd put Everton in there now as well.
Well,
given
I think
that,
you have to because of their position in the league and the fact that they have to. I mean, it's the same with everything, isn't it? It's like we always say, towards the back end of the season, you pick the teams that, obviously, if they've got form, perfect. But even if they haven't, you pick the teams with something to fight for. So Liverpool, Manchester City, the top four, but maybe I wouldn't necessarily include Chelsea in that. So Arsenal, Manchester United, I'd put in that category. And then the ones at the bottom. So Burnley and Everton.
Yeah.
Really.
But what about this Everton double game week, though? Because Leicester and Watford, I mean, they are crap away from home, Everton, aren't they? They're really good at Goodison.
And let's be frank here. Leicester, well, they've got a huge game to play in midweek. Like, the make or break of their season.
Chopping, changing, rotating left, right and centre, yeah?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So midweek is key for Leicester, isn't it? Because that's going to decide whether they get to the final or not. Now, there's two ramifications for that for them in the league. I think if they get through to the final, then maybe we see a little bit less rotation in the next couple of weeks while they try and get a stable team ready for the final.
Wow.
What does that...
Yeah,
well,
maybe.
You would want that momentum
and rhythm, really. Yeah, I guess so.
So I think Brendan Rodgers...
Whoever he puts out there, they're going to be playing within themselves. Imagine if Leicester could win a major European trophy. That would be up there, right? You know, it's not quite within the Premier League, is it? But
hang on, wait.
What?
Wait, stop.
What?
Did you just call the Europa Conference League a major European trophy?
Yeah. It's a major European trophy.
You finally recognised that it is.
While you're in it, it's the Jaffa Cakes.
Oh, stop.
But while Leicester are in it, it's a major European trophy. Imagine, and it's really nice looking as well. I don't know if you've noticed this, but the trophy's really nice looking.
You are seriously in big trouble when we get on this live stream.
To be honest with you, Leicester City, I don't think they're... I mean, obviously they're asked about winning a major European trophy, but it's the getting back into Europe next year, right? Spurs will be in Europe next year. Not sure which competition yet, right? You might be back in the Jaffa Cakes. Who knows? But
we're not going to finish seventh.
I don't know. What, you never know. You never know Man United winning tonight, aren't they? But anyway... Leicester know that they've got to win this to be able to have European football next season. They've got to, right? Don't give me that look. Yeah, Spurs could finish anywhere. I don't know. So Leicester, you've got to look at them, right? You've got to look at them because they've got Everton and Norwich at home. On paper, the best looking double game week. But in my mind, I'm probably not, you know. I'm not going to dive into Madison or Barnes or any of that. Because
Dewsbury Hall? Don't fancy a bit of cheapo? Dewsbury Hall?
Not over your man at Everton, who, because I'm still hungover, I can't think of the guy's name.
Anthony Gordon,
yeah. Not over Gordon, no, definitely not. And then you go
over
back
Jacob
to...
Ramsey?
No, Gordon is still the one for me. I noticed actually in the Fantasy Football Scout members area, if you have a look in there, guys, if you're a member over at Scout, you can check out the members area. Loads of cool stats about game week 35, like XG under and overachievers. And top for XG underachievers this week is Gordon, right up there with 0.89. So there we go. Should have had some points this week, but didn't.
To another song.
Haven't seen the highlights of that game yet, but Everton, you know, beating Chelsea at home, maybe Gordon should have had more than the 3 points that he got. So no, for me, I'll be keep, you know, free hit or not. I think I probably would have Gordon in there for 36. Leicester, no, not so much. Not so much. On paper, looks like two great fixtures, but I just can't feel. I can't get my head round. They're either going to be binning off the league, focusing on the Jaffa Cakes, and those that are playing in the league were playing within themselves because they want a place in the Jaffa Cakes and they want to win that thing, right? That's where Rodgers is going to be focusing.
I totally don't disagree with you. I think what happens on Thursday night is going to be key. If they go out, it's dead. Don't bother with Leicester. Totally don't bother because they're going to, that's the thing they're fighting for. I think it kills the morale going into these last few games of the season. They're fully on the bench. There's nothing to do.
On the bench or on the beach?
Both, probably.
Both, yeah.
But if they make it through to the final, there is a bit of me that thinks that Rodgers will go, I need to keep you guys in peak. Like, they've been playing regularly twice a week, haven't they? There's going to be this element, I think, of keeping that regularity going. Now, I don't think any of them get two games across the double game week, but I probably get a start and they come on in the other one. So
if you were free hitting in 36, would you have a Maddison?
It depends on what would happens on Thursday, honestly.
Iheanacho or a Daka or somebody.
If they make it on Thursday, I might be tempted to take a punt on one. However, if they're out, definitely not.
And if you weren't free hitting in 36, if you
bring
got no,
them in.
This is the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's you could have a punt with those fixtures. I think probably Maddison, on the free hit. But you know, listen, Rodgers is also going to want to protect his key players ahead of what is the biggest game of their season, biggest couple of games.
And yeah, you just can't Maddison's leave one them, of them. You just can't leave them all sat on the bench for 3 weeks though, while you wait for a final.
True. If anything, you'd maybe even stick Schmeichel in there, right? I've seen Schmeichel in a few drafts. If you had a free hit, maybe you'd have him.
Really?
I don't know.
Did you see their defence against us?
Yeah, possibly. But, you know, listen, you lot are pretty good, as I've just been alluding to. Everton, yeah, two away games. But, listen, against that on the beach Leicester side. And then Watford, who, by the way, are not that good at home, Watford, right?
What's happened to Watford? Like, you can't come up to the Premier League.
Yeah,
and not win your home. Like, you've got to at least attempt to win your home games. And that is the fundamental problem that
it's been so bad at Vicarage Road.
They lost 12 or something at home.
Something like that. It's just inexcusable, quite frankly. And to be 1-0 up against Burnley and lose 2-1. And nothing against Burnley, right? That's great spirit to come back and win what is a really key game for them, 2-1.
Yeah.
And by the way, I could not get my head around them sacking Sean Dyche a few weeks ago, but they took a different team since he's left. They look great. And I think I read a stat somewhere where that was the first... I'm going to get this wrong, guys. You can correct me in the comments and in the live chat. Was it the first time that Burnley have ever come back in the Premier League to win a game?
Oh, really?
I think. It might be this season. Or so. I don't know.
Of the stats I reeled out on the FPL show last week was that in the three games that Veghorst had had since Sean Dyche left, he'd had more chances than he'd had in the seven matches before left combined.
Crazy. And actually, in that game... the Burnley-Watford game. I think Burnley were given a penalty and Veghorst was all set to take it. Do you see that?
And they got VAR'd out.
So if you're a Veghorst owner, that is a bit unfortunate, no doubt. So listen, that's the context, guys. We're, you know, Leicester, Everton in our thoughts, Chelsea in our thoughts, Aston Villa, I guess, in our thoughts, but probably more with a feel for kind of 37 because their double in 37 looks really good with Crystal Palace and Burnley.
See, this is another thing, isn't it, that makes the free hit in 38 more attractive because you know, you can invest in an Aston Villa player for game week 36, have them for 37, and then you won't want them in 38 when they play Manchester City, but you don't need them then because free hitting.
Yeah, it's tricky, isn't it? I actually, for the first time, well, listen, we've had this all season, haven't we, in terms of 50-50 calls, but I genuinely can't. I don't think we can sit here and say, you know, our advice would be play the free hit in 36 or 37 or 38. Genuinely, there is a case for each of those weeks. Genuinely.
Yeah, and look, it also depends on how your rest of your chip strategy has gone and when you played your wild card and therefore what your team looks like and how many hits it would take your team to make the team that you want it to be for 36. That will make a huge difference. Like for me, I rolled my transfer this week. So I've now got a little mini wild card that I can have going into game week 36. Yeah. So no need for a free hit.
Well, let's toss in the context of what we just discussed then, let's go back and have a look at some of the games in 35. And let's start with your game then, because Si's in the chat and he's talking about, where was the comment? Son is a must pick right now. And it's difficult, to be honest with you, to argue with that because, was it his second goal or his first goal? Second goal.
Second goal.
What a goal. I mean, what a goal. And because of the, you know, not just because of the tweet that I read out a minute ago, the fact that he's top scorer if you go back to the summer 2020, if you take penalties out of it. But listen, the guy is just absolutely on fire. However, you still got Kulusevski ticking over. And he got, you know, he's half the price of a Son.
The problem I have, that actually was probably the biggest. Looking back on my season, taking Son out for Kane on my wild card.
Doing that switch.
Has probably been the worst decision. Not that Kane's been bad in that period of time at all. But
Son has been on fire.
And also, you know, the level of investment that it takes. You know, save yourself. Well, at that point, it was 2 million. And now I think it's 1.5.
Yeah.
Or something similar. It's a huge difference in price that you can make up by having Son instead of Kane. And Son is... Yeah, I mean, his underlying stats are fantastic. He's in great form. He has a great record against Leicester too, so I wasn't surprised to see him do really well in that game. But
what now, though? How do you get him?
Well, because sell Kane is the only way
to do it.
You've
got to make the decision between the two, haven't you, really?
Yeah, the only way to do it. And that's why it becomes really difficult, actually, because, you know, for me, going into game week 36, I look at the way that my team is set up. I look at the way that Kane traditionally plays against... at teams like Liverpool, teams like Arsenal, who we play in 36, and think I can see him returning there. I can also see it for some, but it's really difficult to sell Kane, I think, given that Spurs are performing really well. And when Spurs are back performing really well again, you would expect that Son and Kane will both be in there. So I think...
How are you feeling about this double game week for Spurs then in 36? Liverpool and Arsenal on paper... looks very hard, right? Looks very hard. And Liverpool at home, Liverpool Anfield, obviously not going to be a difficult game. We're not exactly shipping a ton of goals at the minute. Clean sheet after clean sheet. And then, of course, the North London Derby, which is at best unpredictable.
Well, that's always carnage.
It's going to be one of the games of the game week, I think. I actually cannot wait for that game. There's so much on it. North London Derbies are spicy at the best of times, but when you've got Champions League football potentially hinging on it next season, it's going to be
an
unbelievable
it's
game,
because whoever loses that game doesn't get Champions League football. And they give the rivals Champions League football is basically the outcome
probably
of that game. Now, of course, it won't exactly be that, because we've got to play Liverpool as well. We might drop points there.
And Arsenal have got Leeds at home in the first of their 36 fixtures. They're probably going to win that, right?
But look, you know, so it's not all riding on the North London Derby, but the North London Derby will have a massive impact on what happens in terms of league position at the end of this season, and also therefore pride when it comes to league position finishing above each other. What do I think will happen? Well, look, I mean, from an FPL perspective, I think Spurs assets could be exactly what you were talking about at the beginning of this live stream. They could be the ones that everyone free hits out, because they look at those two fixtures on paper and go, that's difficult.
Yeah.
A game against Liverpool, who need to win it to win the league, a game against Arsenal, who both need to beat each other in order to try and get top four football. All of those look tough for Spurs. However, Spurs have got a good record against Liverpool, and we do normally get in behind you, because you won't, and I've said this a few times before, there are teams that compromise their play in order to nullify the Spurs attack. We saw that with Brighton, we've seen it with Burnley this season. With Liverpool and with Arsenal, they will not do that. They will not compromise the way that they play football to deal with the Spurs attack, which means that we will get chances in behind. Now, Alisson may have a fantastic game. The defenders may get back and defend really well. I love Trent so much. However, I do think that he is beatable defensively on his side, because he'll go forward and he doesn't always get back at the rate that you would necessarily want when you've got Son coming at you.
Yeah.
So I do think that Spurs could score goals in that game, and I certainly think they'll score goals in the North London Derby. I mean, it's at home, that one. In front of me, I'll be going mental if they don't score some goals. So, you know, it will be... I think they could be a team that you don't want to get off of. Because it's not really about if Spurs... Of course, for me it is. It's about Spurs winning those games. But for a general FPL manager, it's about, could they return points in those games? Yes, they could.
Mm.
So, if you're free hitting, it's a difficult decision. If you aren't free hitting and you're playing through, I don't think you need to get rid of them. The question would be, do you want to get rid of Kane to have Son instead?
For Son, yeah.
Because it frees up the money to maybe get a KDB.
Yeah, and in my mind, I'm with you on that totally, and it's one of the question marks I've got going around in my head right now. I have to say, I think it's worth it. I think it's worth it because it all of a sudden we've got a couple of options at, in particular, Aston Villa and Everton in Watkins and Richarlison, where you could bring those two down and reinvest that in your midfield for a Son. And okay, unless you've got two free transfers, like I mean, I don't going into this game week. So yeah, listen, but would you do it for a minus four? I think I would right now. I think I would because I think Son is in unbelievable form. And I know Harry's got, what did he get, an assist here today?
No, got a goal.
Right, so he got a goal. But I've just noticed in recent weeks, he's just starting, Harry Kane, I think, to just do that. And, oh God, this is such easy and lazy rhetoric to reel out, isn't it? But I've just noticed from the eye test perspective, he's just doing that little bit of dropping deep, that little bit of creative, assisting. And we know what happens. We've seen it before. When he does that, the two either side of him benefit massively, in particularly Son, who he's got this telepathic understanding with.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't disagree with you. And, you know, Kulusevski was benched this week, so he still gets the brace. So I think for a lot of people, they'll look at owning the double up in the Spurs midfield and think, ooh, you know, there's two spots for the Spurs midfield. But I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. And I do think the value that you save is enough. And of course, if you are going to take a hit this week, double game weeks tend to be the best place to do that because you've got the two games for the player to make it up. And when you're talking about Spurs assets and Arsenal assets and Liverpool, maybe, but not quite so much, but definitely with Arsenal and Spurs, nothing else that they're interested in. Like Liverpool's a little bit like that because they should be okay in the Champions League.
Yeah.
But for Spurs and Arsenal, this is it. These last few games of the season, that's it. Nothing else. Full focus on this.
Yeah.
So you're not going to see the rotation that you might see across the other Premier League sides. It's a tough decision. And for me, it's really difficult. In the same way it was really difficult to sell Son a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
It feels really hard to sell Kane. But the additional money, I can see myself doing it this week because of the way that I can then budget for City players.
All right. Okay, so free hit in 36, hypothetically. Son, Kane, both,
one.
Neither.
I think you'd have Son.
You'd have Son, right?
If I was free hitting this week, I'd build a team that had Son in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not going to disagree with that. Leicester, for their part, not going to spend too much time talking about them, I don't think. Of course, on paper, game week 36, Everton and Norwich, both at home, looks amazing. But the way that he rotated for this game, the way that I think they've massively got their eye on the Europa Conference League, I don't, even on a free hit, maybe I'd have Maddison on a free hit. I'd maybe have Schmeichel on a free hit.
It's Thursday. Thursday is absolutely key.
Yeah.
And you've also got to be careful, of course, because hopefully there won't be, but we've got our big assets playing in midweek. We've got Man City, huge game for Manchester City midweek.
Yeah, not off.
Got to be careful what happens there in terms of injuries more than, Pep rotation is always as bad, isn't it? But we've got to watch out for that. We've got Liverpool with the same massive game for them, although they look a bit more comfortable, but still a big game for them to play.
Champions League semi-final.
You know, and we've got other teams. I don't think anyone's too interested in what West Ham are doing at the moment. Sorry, Hammers fans. I don't mean that in a derogatory way. I just mean from an FPL perspective, I don't think they're focused on the Europa League. But Leicester are a big concern over this double game week because it's a nice set of fixtures. So what happens on Thursday is going to be really important.
Yeah. All right, where else do you want to go in this game? Let's talk about the Man City assets then, because there's going to be a lot of talk about Manchester City ahead of a double game week that means Newcastle and Wolves. And actually after that, it's West Ham away, Aston Villa at home. I personally don't see where they drop any points across those four games. I think it's 12 out of 12. Where do you think they drop points, if anywhere?
Some little bit of Stevie G magic on the final day of the season.
Can
to
you
win
imagine?
It for his old club.
Can you imagine if little Phil pops up with a hattie or something like that?
Can you imagine, though?
God,
like, doesn't
me.
It feel like that's
goodness
the sort of
me.
That's the sort of magic that can happen in football?
Well, I'm a Liverpool fan.
Not that Gerrard and Coutinho are going to be going out there to win it for Liverpool, but, you know, you can hear and you can see the newspaper headlines now, can't you?
No, I can't.
Along with Liverpool win the quadruple.
I don't see where City, it's very kind of you to say that, but I don't see where City drops.
And Lee loses in FPL again to
Sam. Yes, that I can see. You know, that I can see.
That probably won't happen this
Spursy,
year.
Lee being Spursy in FPL again.
hang on, what's going on with the maestro? Why are we looking at him? Oh, it's too far out.
He's just taking a free kick, Sam.
They zoomed in his face. I wanted to know what was happening.
So United and Brentford have kicked off again for the second half. 47 minutes gone, so not long gone in the second half. And here's where we lose Sam for a little while, because every time Eriksen gets anywhere near the ball, he's floating one back stick. Here comes Tony.
Oh,
absolutely screwed that.
What is that?
Absolutely screwed that one.
Not supposed to be a striker.
It was a very, very difficult chance on the volley.
No. That was perfect. That was a perfect ball from Ericsson, and he's fluffed his lines.
He can't do no wrong, Ericsson, can he? No. He can't do no wrong. To be fair, he has got...
The man has come back from the dead. Of course he can do no wrong.
That's absolutely true. But Tony is...
Look at him.
Tony's got plenty of...
It's a walking miracle.
I would at least say he's got... He's lost his man there, Tony. No doubt about it. Sky have just flashed up some stats about Christian Eriksen and his Premier League ranks this season.
So he's been there since January. How's he first in all those areas?
Well, you've got to look at the players around him, Sam, at Brentford. He's clearly different sort of category to most that are in that team. No disrespect to anybody else at Brentford, but he has made a massive, massive change to the quality of this Brentford side. But Tony couldn't get on the end of that. So let's discuss Manchester City instead. 4-0 away to Leeds, which, do you think that flattered them a little bit?
Yeah, and I don't mean that in a derogatory way to Man City at all. But I actually thought that Leeds played really well in this game. And had they had Patrick Bamford fit, I don't think that game finishes 0 to Leeds. I think they could have and should have scored points, but they don't have anyone currently that's really being clinical and finishing their dinner. You know, if they had somebody that was regularly returning goals in the way that Son is at Spurs, or I can't think of another one that is at the moment, or even if they had a Watkins up top for them at the moment, they would...
Off the bar for Manchester United. Look at that.
Who was that off the bar?
Good effort. Don't know. And he just
it's offside.
He's offside anyway. Never mind.
So I think it did flatter them, because I actually thought that Leeds played well. They went out there to... A bit like Marshed in their last game. We're going to go and give them a game. Well, they did. They gave them a game. Yeah. And I think, you know, Manchester City, look, they did what they had to do. And on paper, that looks like a really comfortable win. But it really wasn't. It really wasn't that
comfortable. And herein lies the problem with Manchester City, is you just don't know where the points are coming from, right? Ake, Jesus, Rodrigo and Fernandinho with the goals. So if you did, for whatever reason, free hit this week, not that I don't think many did.
No,
but if you were free hitting in 35... How do you call that, right? Who knew that it was going to be those four that scored the goals? The one that I am looking at, though, and I have to say, and we'll get to my team a bit later on, because right now, if I'm not going to free hit in 36, there is no way that my transfers this week will not include a Manchester City player in, because I've only right now got Cancelo. And it would be Foden that I'd have a look at. I think it would have to be Foden. I could go elsewhere if you did want to go for a bit of a differential, then... You know, any one of those forward players could absolutely get some points. But Foden looks all right, and he's got the two assists. Again, you're right. We've got to see what happens against Real Madrid in the second leg.
Yeah.
But would you agree with that? If you were going to invest in Man City ahead of this double game week, free hit or not, where would you go? You'd have Cancelo either way, right?
Yes.
I think.
I mean, I think if you can afford him, you'd have KDB, because he's had his rest now in this game. Obviously, he's going to have a big, important role to play in midweek. But then after the midweek tie, then the Champions League final is, of course, at the end of the season. And we're going to have to see Pep then refocus back in on the league, maintaining rhythm, maintaining fitness. And KDB is a fundamentally important part of that, probably the most important part of that Manchester City team.
Mm.
Now, yes, he might come off on 60, 70 minutes to give him, you know, rest time here and there. But I don't expect KDB to not play every single game that we have left this season.
Sure. Okay.
But so if you can afford it, you go him. If you can't, Foden is the next best pick.
Yeah. I'm going to read out the stat that I read out absolutely every week, Sam, which is top for touches in the opponent's half this game week. Who are we saying?
Well, I would hazard a guess that it may be Cancelo.
It's Cancelo again. I can't believe it.
How many times has he been top?
We sit here every Sunday and... I wouldn't say without exception, but it's rarer. More often than not, João Cancelo is top across the whole game.
I see a unicorn more often than I see João Cancelo not top of that.
For touches in the opponent's half, I would love to see a season statistic for touches in the opponent's half. I betcha
Cancelo
is right up there. Interestingly, second for touches in the opponent's half, Sam, is Reece James. Reece James was up there. And again, as a non-Reece James owner, I feel like, you know, I was sitting there a little bit uncomfortably during that game again. I know they got beat, Chelsea, but still Reece James was getting in all sorts of, you know, good positions and could have had some FPL points, no doubt about it.
You can have him if you want him. I'll give him you.
But herein lies one of the things that we spoke about at Fest. I think Mark spoke about at Fest. And I can see them doing it this next year, right? This whole kind of having a category for fullbacks, right? There's no way that they're going to put Trent, Cancelo, James and Robertson into midfield. I can't see that happening. But there is going to be, I think, maybe a separate category for wing-backs or attacking full-backs or something like... Was that Bruno with the second
Should have been.
Yeah, okay. But I think there could be a secondary, I don't know...
Category.
Defender category for
these
wing-backs.
Well, there used to be, didn't there?
Yeah, and it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. But certainly Cancelo and James right up there for touches in the opponent's half. But Manchester City then, just to finish up this little piece of the live stream here, who would you have? If you were going to go free hit in 36, who would you have?
KDB, Cancelo, Foden. If you were free hitting, you've got to go for three, so I'd have them three.
And if you had them three...
But you're compromising so much elsewhere because of the budget.
Yeah, this is it. And I mean, I've not yet put together what my free hit might look like, but if it were to include Kevin De Bruyne, it's going to be quite hard to have a Son and a Salah.
You're going
to
want Salah.
Yeah.
So Son would have to probably be the casualty. You'd end up Spursless, which... Or you'd have to go Kulu instead of Son, which you don't think against... We've never really seen Kulu against... Yeah. I don't know
if you could stick... Could you stick a Gordon and a Dewsbury Hall in and you could have Son, probably? You couldn't have Kane as well. That'd be unrealistic. But you could have KDB, Son and Salah with them two cheapies in. Maybe.
Maybe. If you're going to want... You'd probably have to have Robertson over Trent. You'd probably have to have somebody like Diaz over Cancelo.
I think you'd have to make
compromises.
You could stick a Gordon, a Dewsbury Hall and Nketiah in there, and all of a sudden you've probably got a few quid knocking about. I think it could be doable to have a KDB, Son and Salah going into the free hit. So if you are thinking of investing in Manchester City, free hit or not, going into next game week, that seems like a very wise thing to do. Let's pick on one or two more of these games.
Just have a quick word on Chelsea, because I think a lot of people will want to invest in Chelsea ahead of game week 36, and they will be a team that managers target as part of a free hit strategy, because obviously no European football for Chelsea anymore, full focus on the league. However,
do you want to take 30 second stop, because Eriksen's standing over a free kick which looks very Eriksenable?
Oh, hang on then.
It's quite far out actually.
Eriksen looking quite magical, standing over the ball.
54 minutes gone in United Brentford.
United looking like they might go Spursy and let Eriksen score.
Steps up, bang. Pushed away by De Gea.
What were you doing there, David?
Miles out, Sam. David. He's never going to score there.
They were offside anyway.
Go on, then. What's your thoughts on Chelsea? Give us those thoughts.
Well, I find them really tough. So I'm doubly invested in Chelsea, and I feel like a prize plonker for being doubly invested in Chelsea. So right. Mason Mount.
Who have you got? Mount and James.
Mason Mount, who I've owned a lot this season and has returned nothing the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And then Reece James, who I actually haven't owned that often because I had Rudiger for the majority of the season. But I still feel like Reece James is not worth the money that I've got to spend on him. And I feel the same about Mason Mount. I don't feel like they are playing well enough. Yeah. Like, you know, they're playing... And I might get some.
Do you think they've got two eyes on the FA Cup? Are they sort of playing within themselves because they want to beat us in that final?
Potentially, yes.
Maybe.
And also, you know, I think they also are comfortable-ish in the top four. I don't think that there's any real danger that they're going to drop out of the top four.
No, that would be highly unlikely.
I mean, they'd have to have literally nothing from now till the end of the season. I think that's comfortable.
But
so
Wolves and Leeds, Sally. Wolves and Leeds.
So,
come on.
So this is why I wanted to talk about them, because... That ball just flew in towards Ericsson's head and I had a little stop.
I'm
going to
turn this off in a minute.
No, it's a watch-along. It's not a watch-along.
We're doing a live stream and you keep stopping because Ericsson's suddenly got into the second half.
We said last week we'd do a watch-along of the Manchester United versus Brentford game and do our live stream at the same time. I've stopped to just watch it.
Every time Ericsson gets anywhere near the ball, we're like, points.
Well, he's currently near the ball.
Should we watch him take this corner?
No, I can't talk about Chelsea. And last time you made me stop and watch, you didn't actually do anything with it. So let's carry on talking and then maybe you'd be brilliant. So this is the problem with Chelsea assets, right? I look at them and I think, good games, I should invest. And then I watch them and think,
no,
I don't want them.
No.
And so it's really hard to know. It wasn't anywhere near Ericsson. No, we're supposed to be watching it. It's really hard to know what to do with Chelsea. Like, if you free-hitted this week...
Yeah.
Would you own a Chelsea defender?
Yeah, I'd have James, yeah.
Would you?
I would. Because I think in any given game, James can go off. That's what I like about him. He's an 18-point away into happen, isn't he, Reece James?
So or that's... double benching.
Yeah, maybe, but that's the risk I'll take, right?
Or centre-back.
And I do, and I still think Reece James over Alonso. I still think... I just like his explosive potential, Reece James. On any given day, he can do the business. But in general for Chelsea, I think they are a hold if you've got them.
Ugh.
But I don't think they're a buy. either. I don't think I would be loading up on Chelsea coming into this, what looks on paper like a great double game. I mean, their remaining fixtures in 37 and 38, by the way, are Leicester and Watford. I mean, the last four for Chelsea are truly sensational. That is, you know, Wolves and Leeds on the beach, Leicester thinking about...
You just said that against Everton, though.
Yeah, maybe. But, you know, Everton scrapping for their lives at Goodison are all right. Whereas the rest of these games that Chelsea have got are naff, and they've got Watford on the final day, who will be down by then anyway. So it's, I think they are still investable. If you want to invest in them, I think it's okay.
I don't feel the Chelsea love.
All right. Okay.
Don't tell my dad I said that.
Okay. And what about Everton then? Because their fixtures look pretty good as well. You're not feeling still Anthony Gordon, are you?
No, it's not. I don't have any problems with Anthony Gordon. Okay. I don't have any problems with investing in him at all. I think, you know, as particularly at his price point, I think, you know, if we're talking about 4.5 million-ish players, nothing wrong with investing in 4.5 millions. Him and Jacob, it's Jacob Ramsey, I think, that keeps, for me, he keeps coming back to mind. Every time I talk about that category of players, he's always the one that I lean towards.
Okay.
But I don't really know why, because, I mean, he's been good this season, he has. But Everton have got way more to be fighting for in the league than Aston Villa have.
What about the man that scored the goal at the weekend? Richarlison then was spent most of his time on his backside in the Merseyside derby, but actually scored the goal, the winner in this game, and now comes into a run of games where they're going to be looking to him for goals, right? No.
Maybe.
DCL, etc. They're going to be looking to him to win these games.
I mean, is he going to be in trouble for throwing a flare into the crowd?
Yes, I did see that, maybe.
I mean,
I did see that. I've seen players get banned for worse things than that.
I mean, it's a lit flyer. I appreciate he's getting it off the pitch, but you can't throw it in the crowd. I know it wasn't done with malice either, but nonetheless.
It would be a real blow if he were to get any sort of ban that would rule him out of any of these games, quite frankly.
It's a bit
of
a stupid thing to do, wasn't it? Is that going to be a penalty? It is a penalty.
A penalty to United. Yeah, it looks like Ronaldo was taken down.
It looked a penalty on first watch.
I would be absolutely astounded if Ronaldo doesn't take this, to be honest with you.
But he can't not, can he, after
what
the
Bruno saga? So we'll talk about that in just a second. But Everton, if you were to have, and Richarlison in particular, a free hit available in 36, if you were going to play it, would you have Richarlison in there?
As long as he doesn't get a ban, yes, I would.
I think I would as well.
It's very close.
Couple of other things just to discuss, Sam. So Liverpool marching on a very good win against Newcastle. Obviously pretty happy with that result. Trent and Salah both benched for that game, whereas Robertson, I think, returned maybe a 6 or 7-pointer. Keita with the goal, but no one's really got him. And Jota with the assist. A difficult game for Liverpool, no doubt about it, coming out of a Champions League game in midweek. Who's stepping up for this
Ronaldo
penalty? It is Ronaldo. Bruno's little hop, skip and a thing isn't going to be a thing tonight.
There was no way that Bruno was taking this after the last
Let's just see whether Cristiano can put this away. Unlucky to not have one in the first half. Ruled out for offside through VAR. Let's see whether he can net here. Cristiano, deep breath.
Ref's blowing the whistle. Here he goes.
Bang, there we go. Sends the keeper the wrong way. 2-0.
It's a nice, really nice penalty.
He gives it the old point downwards and he gives it a bit of a shoo. There we go. Cristiano Ronaldo, 2-0 to Manchester United. Looks like game over for Brentford. Looks like game over. So Liverpool, yes, happy with that result. Going away to Newcastle, who have won like 6 games on the spin at St James's, looking really good. For us to go there and get the 3 points, very, very happy with that. What are we saying about Liverpool assets going into the Spurs and Villa double game week? I think if you've got Salah and Trent, I don't think you're going to do anything with those guys.
No.
If you were going to invest in a third Liverpool asset, would it be Robertson, or would you now start to have a look at Diogo Jota potentially, who seems to be, and this is just a... I wish I had some stats to back this up, but I feel like he trusts Jota a bit more in the league and he fancies Diaz a little bit more in the Champions League.
Well, they seem to be rotating... What's Ronaldo upset about now? They seem to be rotating them, don't they? So it's one game for one game for the other, and it does seem to be Jota in the league, Diaz in the Champions League. And actually, from an FPL perspective, that makes Jota a really nice, attractive option in FPL.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm saying I dislike the Liverpool double up in the defence, because I absolutely don't. But I do really like the attacking double ups. I really enjoy owning a couple of Liverpool midfielders, because with your team, with the way that we play football going into that game, again, our two teams, when we play each other next Saturday night, much like I've just said that you won't compromise your football to deal with us, we also will not compromise our attacking play to defend against you lot, which means you will score goals against us. And so Jota, Salah, whoever it is that's playing in that game can easily return a couple of goals. I don't think that that's questionable. I don't think Spurs keep
it. You know, given what we've got going on in Europe as well, given we have got quite a lot of fixtures, if you are really struggling for budget...
Simi?
I'd put him in.
You can mention Tsimikas.
I'd stick him in.
Oh, yeah. I love Tsimikas. The problem is it takes that third spot. So if you're free hitting, you have to make a decision about how you're going to strike. You know, we've just been talking about how it could be really hard to have KDB and all of these other guys together. Now, Tsimikas could be a nice way in because he's cheap. He could get a game. Like, there could be a game in there where, you know, he gets a game between now and the end of the season, particularly as I would expect Robertson to play in the Champions League. He's played a lot of football. Trent's had a little rest. Could I see Robbo... It's not Tsimikas in bad.
No, he's fine. So I think I'd stick him in there potentially. And Newcastle, for their part, look, listen, great what he's done there, Eddie Howe. They gave us a real game, no doubt about it. It was a difficult game. Dubravka, I pulled off, there it is, 9 saves, right? So we had a good game.
On my bench.
Couldn't believe it, actually, when BT Sport gave James Milner man of the match. It was criminal, right? Not only did Keita have a better game than Milner, but Dubravka kept Newcastle
in
that
game. Did
you
see the Robertson video?
I did, I did. But it's classic Robertson, isn't it? Classic Robertson. Newcastle, they've had a great season, but from an FPL perspective, I don't think we're going to be talking about them anymore this season. They've got City and then they've got Arsenal. I think it might be Burnley on the final day, so they might have some say as to whether, you know, Burnley go up or down on the final day of the season. But Newcastle, going to keep a very keen eye on what they do over the summer, keep them in mind for next year. But for this year, I don't think we're going to be considering their assets very much more. Where else do you want to go? Is there anything else to discuss here? What else do you want to talk? Can we just have a very quick, before we look at our teams, very quick Aston Villa 2, Norwich 0, because Watkins and Ings with the goal, with the goals. Nothing for Phil Coutinho, and I must admit, I feel like I dodged a little bit of a bullet this week because I was very highly considering that for a -4. Kulusevski to Coutinho for a hit was going to be one of my transfers on Friday night, but I didn't do it because I didn't feel like getting rid of Kulusevski before Leicester at home for a hit didn't feel quite right because he could do well there. And actually, when he got benched, I was like, you know, by then Coutinho had blanked and Kulusevski got benched. I was like, oh, right, okay, well, either way, that was a bit guff. But actually, then Kulu popped up with the two assists, didn't he? So actually, I was pleased that I didn't make that transfer in the end. But going into, you know, a double-double now for Aston Villa, what are we saying about 36 for Aston Villa, though? Because the 37... Palace and Burnley at home. Yeah, listen, I'm going to be investing. No doubt about it. Whether I free hit in 37 or not, I will be bringing in either Watkins or Coutinho or somebody, right? And I'll be looking at these next two games, the Burnley and the Liverpool game. I'll be scouting them pretty heavily to see who I want for that double.
Yeah.
But if you want to go into them in 36, is that such a bad thing? Would you be going there? Burnley away, Liverpool at home?
No, I mean, so it's difficult, isn't it? Because they're actually tough games. I mean, the Liverpool game, normally you would not expect anything really from Aston Villa in that game against Liverpool. But if anyone's going to know how Liverpool plays, it's going to be Steven Gerrard. And I don't think he'll get much. I don't think they'll get much joy in that game. Do I think they'll get much joy against Burnley? Well, I mean, Watford have proved you can... Well, actually, Tarkowski's proved you can score against...
Oh, so unlucky for you, wasn't it, this week? We'll talk about your team in a minute, but bloody Tarkowski own goal. What
honestly,
a nightmare.
And then he got booked. Just like, what are you doing? James, what are you doing? You absolute moron. Stop scoring own goals and put one in the other net. Where was I going with this? So I don't think that... So Burnley's defence is gettable at. So Aston Villa could get something against them.
Yeah, but
Burnley are going to... And Burnley will play attacking football, as we've seen in the last couple of weeks. That's what they've started to do. So again, they will leave some space. There could be some movement there. I think if you're doing it... So for somebody like me, who isn't free hitting in 36 or 37, almost certainly, then investing in an Aston Villa player now as part of freeing up some budget, moving around the midfield, feels fine, because then you'll have them for the week after. I'm not sure what I'd do on a free hit, though. I'm not sure I'd go massive on Aston Villa in a free hit team.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with that. Let's have a look at our teams then, Sam, coming out of this game week. So here's me, and I suspect the Cristiano Ronaldo penalty might have just pushed me from a green arrow to a red arrow, because my green arrow was very slim. It was a rank change of plus 0.44, so very, very small rank change. You're only about 2K. So again, one of those weeks where didn't really kind of go, I was hoping for something just better, right? I was just hoping for better. And in the end, it's the lack of Son, really. It's not having Son just killing me, right? And the rest of the team are, you know, listen, Saka assist, a couple for Kulusevski, you know, Robertson and Cancelo returning, Kane captain wasn't too bad with the six. So overall, I can't complain too much with my players. I bought Nketiah in this week for Wood. I just couldn't wait to get rid of Wood, to be honest with you. It could have been for anybody. So getting rid of him for Nketiah, that feels okay because I thought Nketiah played pretty well and Arsenal got some reasonable fixtures coming up with the double, of course, next week. Obviously, the North London Derby, anything can happen. But I think they've got Leeds at home before that, which I think is a nice-looking game. And Arteta seems to trust Nketiah, seems to be getting the nod more often than not. So I'm kind of okay with him up front. But elsewhere, it was a kind of a bit of a mixture of, you know, ones and twos, etc. And the team just had, they had an all right week.
Yeah.
But some of the players that I didn't have, like Son, obviously because they went off, that's made it very much a bit of a standard week for me. But nevertheless, 149k is still okay. I got 3 weeks to kind of try and push up into that top 100k, but I'm starting to need snookers a little bit to get up there. I'm going to start to need something to come off for me. So maybe a bit of a rogue captaincy choice coming into next game week, or maybe a, you know, whenever I do play the free hit, be it next week or in 37, I've got to start thinking about having a little few bits of fun, right? I've got some educated punts if I'm going to get up into that top 100k. But 149k, it's fine. It's fine. It's a very average looking week for me. But I'll take the small green or indeed the small red as it might turn out to be. Let's talk about your team then. So Tarkowski, as we mentioned before, with the minus one is a real stinker. And Reece James, again, with the 2 points was, you know, unfortunate given that, you know, he was doing all the right things from an FPL perspective. He's back out there playing wide where you want him to be. But outside of Kulusevski and potentially a little bit of Kane captain, it's not that great a week, again, unfortunately. Don't look at me. I'm just saying it's a fact, right? You just try. We've all been here. Me for most of the last 4 years.
Has anyone
else
noticed how in the last 4 seasons, Lee's been absolutely miserable on every live stream? In the last couple of weeks, he gets to this point of the stream and normally goes, oh, my team is woe. And then we get to this part at the moment, he's like, all right, my team's gone this. And then he gets to mine and he takes great pleasure in telling me how badly they've been.
I would say that's a little bit unfair. I would say that my team is doing very average this season, 150k. And you've just had a couple of difficult weeks where you're absolutely right. Taking Son out on your wild card has hurt, no doubt.
Well, I think the thing is, again, it comes down to really last minute 50-50 calls. Like Ramsdale, Dubravka, I didn't fancy either of them this week, really. And I ummed and ahed. And I very nearly, on Friday afternoon, played Dubravka because I thought, do you know what? It's the lunchtime kickoff on a Saturday. They're always a bit meh. There's never that many goals. Maybe I just go with Dubravka and hope he doesn't do much, but that didn't really tally with the Salah pick. Not having Trent hasn't helped at all.
Sure.
Obviously, it's meant that Mateta's come on. Again,
he missed a bit of a sit, didn't he, Mateta as well? Again, could have had one.
I mean, I watched him and I thought, why have you not? scored that? So there's been a few just dodgy decisions, but I did nothing this week, mostly because I honestly got to this week and I waited till presses on Friday because I wanted news on Saka. That was the key thing for me, is Saka fit and available? If yes, fine, he stays. But then I didn't really have a kind of a secondary plan because I was like, well, there's other changes I could make. But I didn't really want to take out Mount ahead of Everton because that was one that I really came close to because I'd really had enough of him. And then I was kind of like, but actually, would I be better off to just keep that transfer and use it ahead of the double game week?
So you've got two frees coming into 36 now. This is a good place to be, right?
Yeah, oh, they've scored again.
Oh, we've got Varane now, I think, by the looks of it. Yeah, that looks like a Varane. Was it a header? I missed it.
I don't know. Was it from a corner?
3-0 Manchester United.
United have suddenly started being able to score from set pieces.
Yeah, here we go.
We've gone so long in the season without them hardly getting anything out of a set piece. And now suddenly, like a replay, please, Sky Sports.
There we go. Go on then. Let's talk for the rest of your team.
So, yeah. So, I think, you know, moving forward, it doesn't look that bad. It looks all right for next week. I think I've currently got 9 doubling players.
Oh, nice finish for Varane from a corner. Yeah, there's Ronaldo. He's being so much of a nuisance, Ronaldo. They're so, worried about his movement that they've just left the one man on Varane, and it's just too strong. It's too strong.
He does well. Keeper probably should do a little bit more than that, to be honest.
I don't know. He's so close. You know, in slow-mo, maybe you'd say that, but in real time, I think he's blasted that.
That was his first goal for Man United.
First goal for United for Rafael Varane. That's it. Definitely game over now.
I mean, nobody owns him in FPL, so let's move on.
Yeah.
What was I talking about?
This week, about your team.
Coming. So I've got... I think I've currently got 9 doubling, but then the 2 transfers... I don't really know where I'm going. City midfield, definitely.
Yeah.
Foden is the priority for this week. The question is, who...
Who's the sacrifice? Yes.
So, because actually Son would be also a priority list. So, there is the potential for a little mini wild card there.
Who is the sacrifice then? Because you've got Saka on the double. You've got Mount on the double. Salah, obviously.
Mount is still on my hit list.
Ooh, okay. Wolves and Leeds in a double game week?
Dislike owning him. God. I don't think he adds any value.
Oh, goodness me.
And
that has got trap written all over it, that. Wolves and Leeds and in a double game week.
Really that interested in owning him anymore.
Wow.
Eriksen, sadly, because I love owning him as a differential. He's been great. But he doesn't double now till the end of the season. And I could swap him for...
And they've got Southampton at home next, though, Brentford.
They have, but... He doesn't double, and I could easily swap him for somebody that doubles twice. You know, I can swap him for Gordon. I can swap him for Ramsey. Players that double twice in that period of time. There's so many players that could be. And, of course, I can take some money out of Kane if I want to, so that I've got the money to invest in the midfield. Well, I don't really know yet, because I'm going... in game week 36. And you know what that means, guys.
That means you've got a captain.
I've got to captain somebody from Spurs versus Arsenal. And I cannot...
God, if you were going to captain one of Son or Kane right now, I know where I'd go.
Well, there's no way I'm captaining an Arsenal player. Let's put it that way.
No way.
So...
No way.
I currently own Kane and Kulusevski. Of the two, I'd captain Kane over Kulusevski.
Yes, okay. I'll get on board with that.
I find it really tough to sell Kane. I'm really finding it really hard to sell him, because he is the one I trust with the captain's armband the most.
It's an interesting one, isn't it? 2 free transfers. And for those of us that have got free hits burning in our pockets, difficult to know.
Also doing absolutely nothing until Friday, because so much can happen with Manchester City, massive, massive game, Liverpool, Champions League game, all of that's really important, and that could, any injuries in that, and the plans, up in the air.
Yeah, of course. All right, so we've got 34 points for the game week, but Ericsson will have a couple. 36 is what you'll end up on. 268k rank change,
minus 10.41.
Ericsson could get something, of course, in the last
Imagine
15
if he does. Just gets a hattie in the last 3 minutes.
Just before we go, Sam, let's have a look at the team that I opened up on the app as soon as I went to set my bus team. And this is
your current team.
So this is my team as it stands in the app for game week 36. I'm looking at it. This is not a free hit team. Yeah, that's important to say. This is what I should have probably put was free hit ? Game week 36, because this is the team I'm looking at. And I've put a few talking points for us here down in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen, because I looked at it and I've gone... Okay, well, there's definitely things I want, right? I definitely want more Man City.
For the podcasters, this team that we're looking at has got all doubling players in it. So there's 11 doubling players. Do you want to just read them?
Yeah, because... I have 11 double game week players, as is. This is without taking any transfers or hits or without playing any chips. I currently have 11 doublers, which is Ramsdale, Trent Robertson-Cancelo, Salah, Mount, Saka, Kulusevski, Gordon, Kane, and Nketiah. And actually... I've got a couple of doublers on the bench. I've got Foster as sub-goalie, and then I've got Hwang as well. Not that I've held out too much hope for him. And interesting, I've got Roberts at home to Aston Villa as my second sub, and then Shaw is third sub. Right now, without doing anything, I've got 11 doublers. And that is putting me off of the free hit in game week 36, because I'm looking at it, I'm thinking I'm bound to take out some players there and bring in some others on a free hit. And these guys could do well, right?
But you've also just said... that you want a City midfielder. So who would you sacrifice? Because you're looking at a midfield that's quite similar to mine in terms of the players that are in there. You'd have to, in order to get to Foden, I'm assuming you've not got a lot in the bank, you'd have to sell...
I've got about 1.5 million in the bank.
Okay, so you can't go from Gordon to Foden. So you'd have to sell Kulusevski, Saka or Mount.
Yeah.
Of those three, Kulusevski probably?
Easily Kulusevski, yeah, easily. If I look
through though Mount's done absolutely jack all and Kulusevski's just got a brace of assists.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because Mount's got the fixtures there, right? I've got to back, like, if I was going to have... You know, Spurs midfield, it wouldn't be Kulusevski right now. I'd be having Son. You can't take out Gordon with those fixtures, right? I mean, even though they're away from home, he's a cheap enabler and he's great, right? Salah's going nowhere, clearly. Saka, I think, has got a good double game week and, you know, penalties and all the rest of it, right? And got the assist this game week. It would have to be Kulusevski up to someone like a Foden or whatever. But to do that, I've got to find a bit of money elsewhere. So I could either take Hwang down to somebody really cheap, or I could somehow take some money maybe out of... I can't really take anything out of Nketiah anymore. He's already pretty cheap. I'd have to maybe take something out of the back line there. But the three there are fine, right? There's absolutely no way. And I appreciate Spurs and Villa away is a difficult-looking double game week for Liverpool on paper. But the way we're playing, the way Robertson in particular is playing... I am not selling him. Not at all. And despite what I said before about maybe Tsimikas comes in for a game or two, or a game maybe, that might be true. But I'm just not selling Robertson. I'm just not. He is the best defender in FPL over the last 10 game weeks. I would sell Trent over Robertson right now.
Would you?
I would sell Trent over Robertson. And that is a really tough call, by the way.
Yeah.
Because Trent is Trent, right? And of course, his
EO
can hurt
you massively.
This is
a similar conversation to Kane and Son, isn't it? Because Trent's not being bad, nor's Kane, but you know, the upside with the other one, particularly when the upside is there and the price difference is there, makes a big difference.
It would, if I wanted a Man City midfielder, which I do, you can see, right, the question marks that I have in my head about free hitting or not in game week 36, it comes down really to these points that are here, broadly speaking. It's, do I want a KDB, a Foden, a Murray? Do I want somebody from that Man City midfield? The answer is yes. How do I get there? Well, listen, that's in the context of I want top 100k and I've got to do something a bit different to everybody else, because I think many will be going for Foden in this game week. So do I want to follow that herd, or do I want to go for somebody a little bit different and try a Mahrez or try somebody different or have a look at who plays against Real Madrid second leg and maybe pick whoever doesn't play, right? So that's in that context. But the answer to do I want more Man City in my team? Yes, and that's a tick in the box for the free hit.
Yeah.
Do you want Richarlison? So Everton, a couple of away games. I have to say, I look at Everton's double in game week 37, which is Brentford and Crystal Palace at home, and I go, I do absolutely want Richarlison for that, but it's a 50-50 call as to whether I'd want him for game week 36. So
getting from Nketiah to Richarlison
difficult.
Hard without free hitting.
Difficult, yeah. I think what I'd end up doing, I think, is if I was to free hit in 36, I think I would take Kane to Richarlison, and then I would reinvest the Kane money in the rest of my team. But part of that reinvestment would be Kulusevski to Son, so I'd have Son over Kane.
So that's -4.
If I was free hitting in 36.
Oh, if you were free hitting.
If I was free hitting in 36, I'd take all the money out of Kane down to Richarlison, and I'd redistribute it. And as part of that, it would be Son, and as part of it would be a Foden or somebody else, right?
Would you go Kane to Richarlison if you weren't free hitting?
No, probably not. But there lies another reason why you might want to free hit in 37, because then you can have Richarlison and not worry about having him for Arsenal away on the final day, because you probably don't want that, I would suggest. So of the last three game weeks, 37, I'd absolutely want Everton. And it probably would be Richarlison. But the 36 and 38, I'm kind of, all right. Chelsea defence, given what we saw at the weekend, I still don't think they're bad picks, right, Chelsea? I'm not quite as down on Chelsea as a lot of other people might be in FPL right now. I still think they're a top side. I still think they're the third best team in the league. I still think they've got some really top players. So, and I said before, on his day, any given day that he plays, and he plays where you want him to play, wide right, rather than in the centre of that back three, Reece James, on his day, he can do the business against anybody. And they've got Wolves and Leeds, two teams that, frankly, don't think really care very much. Leeds will give it 100%. They'll put the effort in. But Wolves at Stamford Bridge, I think that is a brilliant game for Chelsea. That's a brilliant game for him, mate. It could be a brilliant game. It could be 0-0 because their bishop both can't be asked, right? I don't know. I can't figure
I'll
it
take
out.
0-0. That'd be some actual points for Reece James.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, possibly. But anyway, so that's a question mark I have about the free hit maybe in 36 because then, of course, Chelsea do not double then in 37. Leicester at home as a single game week, by the way, ain't that bad. I hasten to add. But Chelsea defence and not having them would be a reason to free hit in 36. So how bothered am I about not having Reece James coming to 36?
Would you sell Trent for Reece James?
Not unless I desperately needed the money to do something else.
Yeah.
If I desperately, really felt passionately about doing, you know, if I really had to get rid of Kulusevski and I really wanted that money to do a Foden or a Mahrez or whatever, if I really needed that money and there was no other way, maybe. Yeah. But that would be hard. And it's, again, one that could bite you massively.
Oh, absolutely.
Trent could bite you massively.
And he probably
Trent,
will.
Right?
He's
still Trent. So that's a question mark. Leicester's a big question mark. Obviously, on paper, Everton and Norwich at home. How bothered am I about having Leicester? Right now, I've got none. If I really want them, then I've got a free hit in 36. As I mentioned before early in the live stream, I don't think I want them that badly. I don't think I want them enough to go, bang, free hit.
Not for this week.
No, but then it's what, Watford and Chelsea in 37? So if you free hit in 37, are you loading up on Leicester? I'm not sure you are you?
Well,
how bothered you are about Leicester determines whether you go 36 or 37 with a free hit.
How bothered you are about Leicester it's going to really depend on how bothered Leicester are after Thursday night.
Yeah.
If Leicester win on Thursday night, I do think that there's scope for it. But they've got to win. Right. Because you've got to keep some momentum, you've got to keep some fitness and some rhythm.
Yeah,
I'm not convinced that you invest, but I definitely don't think you do if they go out, by the way. But I think if they're through, there is potential for a differential punt.
The fact I'm even sitting here, I'm in an aura about it, in my mind, therefore suggests...
You're not that bothered.
I'm not that bothered about the free hit in 36 and having them, right? And then there's a question mark over the Villa assets. Do you have Coutinho, Watkins and Cash and all those guys, which... You know, if you look at Aston Villa's...
Off.
No, he's just jogging on.
Just jogging on.
So Aston Villa's double in 36 is Burnley and Liverpool. And you go, well, I haven't got any Villa in my team right now, so do I want to hit the free hit in 36 for them? Well, maybe I do. But then you look at their 37 and you go, Palace and Burnley at home, do I want to hit the free hit in 37 for them? Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Aston Villa question is, in 36, in 37, yes.
One thing I will say, though, because for me... Doing it the other way round and free hitting in 38 just means I can transfer in an Aston Villa player in 37 and I don't need them for 38 because I'm on a free hit. So it works both ways at the end of the season. Like, same as we were saying with Richarlison, you know, if I want him for 37, I can bring him in as my transfer, knowing that I don't have to see him in my team in 38 because I'm going to be free hitting that team out anyway.
Yeah. It's an interesting one, isn't it? Because it's I look at this team as it is right now, and I could do nothing for the week,
and you'd be fine with that.
I could do quite well. The piece of the puzzle that I think is missing is the extra Man City.
Yes, I agree.
That's what I want, is the extra Man City. Is that enough? Because the Richarlison is a bit meh. Chelsea defence, I think we're kind of saying, well, maybe, but maybe not.
It's tough.
I'm saying no, and Villa, I'm saying well. Yeah, but actually more so in 37 rather than 36. So of all those little key talking points there, the one that stands out for me is I've got to fix Man City. I've got to have some Man City players.
You can do that with your one free transfer.
So why don't I use my transfers? Yeah, why don't I use my transfers and save the free hit? Maybe for 37, which, yeah, okay, pile into Everton, pile into Villa, pile into Leicester and I think Palace have got, you know, I think what Harry was saying at the beginning of the live stream. Yeah. Going to be the most out there, wackiest free hit ever with the likes of, you know, Mateta and Gordon and...
Well, I've got Mateta. I'll have Gordon by that point. So this is why the free hit in 37 doesn't make a lot of sense to me because the players that I would be taking out would be ones I would fancy to do all right. I've already got some players that are doubling or I will have anyway for 36, then they'll be around for 37.
I do wonder whether I do that. I do wonder whether I, you know, spend a hit, get some City for game week 36, going, right, in 37, I'll play my chip. And then I look at it properly when my bus team comes up for 37 and I go...
I think you'll do the same as me.
And possibly play 38.
I've been looking at my team moving forward by weeks, for weeks now, but looking forward 2-3 weeks at a time, which is why I've been saying for a while now, I think I'll end up free hitting in 38. Because yeah. I look at my 36 team and think two free chances don't need to really do much more than that, because I wouldn't really know who else to go to other than the players who I've already got. And then I look at my 37 team and think, meh, there's not that many changes I want to make to that either.
Yeah.
And I'm not really that inspired by the players that I would be bringing in on a free hit. Whereas, you know, I could go rogue, I could bring in Richarlison, I can bring in all these other players in 37. Knowing then, I'm just free hitting them back out in 38 for a side that I could really then go to town on. You know, Spurs have got Norwich in 38.
So this is the comment I wanted to make about 38, and I'm not saying I'm not going to do it, but if I look at my side as it is, and I look at, okay, so I've got treble Liverpool, home to Wolves in 38.
Yep.
Tick. I'm going to have Cancelo plus one, probably,
yeah,
in Man City. And Man City have got Villa at home. Tick. I'm probably going to have at least one Spurs somewhere. Norwich. Tick. I've got three Arsenal. Arsenal have got Everton at home on the last day. Tick. I'm not going to want to free hit that team. I'm not going to want to play the chip in 38. That looks all right. So when am I going to play this bloody thing? I just don't know.
But the thing is, you can though, can't you? Because I think a free hit team in 38 looks really nice, because you're going to have quite a good insight into who's doing what and who's likely to play.
Yes, therefore, that's true. You're gonna, yeah.
You are going to be able to build a team that has very little in the way of a bench, in terms of you can just put a load of 4.5s on there, which means that the squad value you've got in your first 11 is massive.
Yeah.
So it allows you to get three Spurs. It allows you to have three Liverpool. It will allow you to have three Manchester City. It will allow you to have three Arsenal. Like, you can just build a team, because your Arsenal players, you're going to have probably Nketiah as one of them anyway. So nice and cheap as an extra option anyway. Kulu in the same bracket, actually. Mm. So I think what it allows you to do is target the premiums in 38. And that, for me, has a massive upside.
Yeah, lots and lots to be discussed, guys, obviously. I'm not quite as hot on the free hit in game week 36 as I was maybe when we sat here a week ago.
I thought you were guaranteed to play it.
Well, it was certainly looking like it.
Yeah.
I must admit, as I sit here, it's 50-50 between 36 and 37. I still don't think I'm going to play it in 38.
Okay.
I still don't think that. Because if I look at my team as it is...
That's good for us. I like playing these at different times.
Yeah, well, that's a bit of extra spice,
isn't it? Spice to life. Plus, you won't know what I'm doing on the last day, and that might just make a big difference.
And you might need some snookers on the final day. So you might need to go rogue a little bit and have Richarlison captain and things like that. Well, I'm just saying. Who have they even got?
Spurs have got Norwich. Why on earth would I captain Richarlison?
You're going to do something really rogue, like Captain Kane on the final day against Norwich? That's really unlike you, that.
No,
that's
but
really
you won't have Son, so I'll captain Son.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. I might have him by then. Who
you
knows?
You won't have him by then, because you're free hitting left, right and centre, so you won't have him.
Well, who knows?
You're prioritising City this week.
Yeah,
You're not going to bring him in 37.
Possibly.
Even if you do, it's on a free hit.
Yeah, but look, lots to be discussed between now and the end of the season. Three game weeks to go, guys. At the moment, I couldn't sit here confidently and say when I'm going to play my free hit. You're going to play it in 38. It certainly sounds like that. Unless something goes horribly wrong or drastically different.
Unless they'll get injured.
Which could happen, right? But for me, it's definitely looking like 36 or 37. At the minute, 50-50. Whereas last week, I think I was 75, 25, 36. But now I'm a bit more 50-50. Doing a little bit of proper analysis on it. Opening up the app and seeing 11 double game weekers straight off the bat.
Very hard to get rid of them.
Just feels like I don't want to change that too much, because that feels like it could be a recipe for disaster. But guys, get in the comments below. Let us know what you are doing for game week 36. It is the biggest double game week of the season. There is going to be a lot that's going to be discussed. Not least on the FPL show and on the official FPL podcast this week. I'm going to be on the official FPL podcast this week. Are you doing anything official this week? Are you doing shows or anything else?
No, we did get asked to do the show this week, but our children have got the day off school.
Oh, right, okay, so we can't go filming this week.
So we can't go filming this week.
Are we on next week? When are we on? When's the last one of the season for us?
We are doing the last one of the season. So we are doing the season review.
Oh, okay.
What?
So when we do our pre-season predictions, you know, we did the pre-season predictions?
Oh, yeah.
And we always reel them out live here on the FPL Family live stream.
Yes.
Should we take those predictions to the show?
Absolutely not.
And we're going to do it here?
Yes.
That's our thing.
Why would we take it on
the show? Just a suggestion.
Stop being
just
weird.
A suggestion.
No, we do it here.
Why? I'm not being weird. I'm just tired, Sam. I'm tired and hungover from last night.
That's a weird suggestion.
I'm amazed that I've made it to 10 to 10 UK time. I truly am. Guys, we're going to sign off and watch the final, I was going to say 30 seconds. It looks as if he's literally he's about to blow the whistle. And as I speak, a referee blows the whistle on Manchester United 3, Brentford 0. So United, who knows, maybe still in the mix for some Europa League spot. can't see him getting top four.
You know what you've also got to do now that this game's finished?
Go on.
You've got to get your calculator out and work out who's won manager of the month for this month.
I do need to do that. Yes, absolutely. All of our Patreon supporters, that is the end of the April Manager of the Month competition. It was looking pretty tight, actually, at the top. So now I need to get my spreadsheet out, figure out who's won the April Manager of the Month, and we'll announce that, whoever won that, on the next live stream, next time we're live. So guys, leave us a like before you go. Thanks for joining us. Hopefully you had Manchester United on in the background as well, and you enjoyed listening to us chime in every now and again whenever Christian Eriksen got anywhere near the ball. Leave us a like before you go. Hit subscribe, and we'll see you this time next week. It won't be next Monday. It'll be back to Sunday. Right, back to Sunday.
We will be back in our normal slot next week.
Yes.
The week after, however.
Anything could happen a week after that, because I'm away.
Well, then you're not back till Monday.
Yeah, so it could be Monday again. Who knows? A bit all over the place. But it'll be Sunday next week, guys. So we will see you then. Cheers, guys.
Bye, everyone.